Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Oklahoma has executed a man for the slayings of two hotel workers during a robbery in 2001. 46-year-old Donald Grant received a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. South Korea's military says North Korea fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea. It had its sixth round of weapons launches this month. Experts say North Korea's unusually fast pace in testing activity underscores an intent to pressure the Biden administration over stalled nuclear negotiations. Fewer Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week following three straight increases. Economists had blamed on the Omicron variant. The Labor Department says jobless claims fell by 30,000 to 260,000 last week. This is SRN News.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a really nice late January day ahead of us today with a high temperature up to about 60. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clouds on the increase. Not quite as cold. Overnight low 39. Now, tomorrow will be a little breezy and cool, high up to about 54. Much colder Friday night as Arctic air moves in. Overnight low temperature 24. The morning wind chill on Saturday morning in the middle teens. And for the day, Saturday, windy, cold, raw, with a high temperature in the lower 40s. But it'll seem colder because of the winds. The coldest morning will be Sunday morning at 22. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Alabama lawmakers have advanced a plan to use $771 million in pandemic relief funds on a mix of broadband expansion, water and sewer projects, and health care reimbursements. The Alabama House of Representatives and the Alabama Senate approved the bills with only one dissenting vote in each chamber. Remains found in late October in Alabama have been confirmed to be those of 71-year-old Clarence Dixon. Dixon was last seen alive by his family on October 3rd, 2021. Sheriff's deputies found the body on October 31st, about 1,500 feet from Dixon's home. The Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences identified those remains as Dixon. A federal appeals court has blocked the state of Alabama from executing 43-year-old Matthew Reeves. The court ruled that Reeves can't be put to death unless the state uses an untested new method. Reeves' lawyer says he prefers that to lethal injection, but didn't have the intellectual capacity to make that choice when offered. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Why are people joining the Align Probiotic Healthy Gut Team-Up? Less bloating means I like the way my jeans fit again.
A balanced gut means I'm more comfortable being out with my friends.
I trust Align because my doctor recommended it.
Align has probiotics that can help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort.
So join the Align Healthy Gut Team-Up.
Try Align Probiotics for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel. Get $2 off your first month of Align at AlignProbiotics.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I am sitting here being knocked over, but do not worry, I'm not eating it because I'm not going to risk my life, but I'm being knocked over by the delicious smells of Sweet Creek Farm Market ribs. I feel like Santa Claus. I like walk in with little thing for Joey, little thing for me. Yeah, that happened in real life. A little later on today, we have Rusty Glover coming to join us. Lot to talk about. You were playing the clip from the SCOTUS press conference, and I think that is really the news of the day. Yay! The special session was closed out. Whoopee!
Yeah, like, who cares?
Whoopee! I know who cares. Who cares are the people who are going to get the super, super sweet contracts
right. That
will include $200 paper pushers and $65 an hour phone answers. That's who cares.
More horse crap for the horse trading well-connected.
And just here's the thing, is I appreciate that the money is coming, it's going to be used, but the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, we will never know or hear or see how disastrous these things are done, that ticks me off. And that, I tried to get excited about, infrastructure grants, and yay, more broadband. But broadband, we have seen some broadband shabacles in this state. There has been an effort to expand broadband for the longest time. And some of the things that happen is they go into areas and everybody in the area wants their puts their hand out and the job never gets done. Things fell apart. There was an Obama era contract that happened. Money was coming and it was such a hot mess of a situation getting things through the way they need to go through those city and county commissions and through different chains of bureaucracy. And today people still don't have internet. And here we're going to hand you a pile of money. Go forth and be good. Like, what the heck? I get this idea of, the McDonald's character?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Hamburglar with the little sack.
Yeah.
That's literally what I just close my eyes and I see a gaggle of Hamburglars running from the state house in dark. Maybe from the Capitol and the state house. Like, woohoo! No, very little accountability. And look what these fiscal conservatives just did. Makes me angry. It goes right up there with my pet peeves in this state as a contract review committee. There's a joint legislative committee that gets to look at all the contracts, but they get to look at it. They can ask questions. They can freeze it. But guess what? Contract goes through no matter what. Here's the thing. If we're going to have checks and balances, if the governor is going to get to make an appointment and then that appointee is going to get to oversee a contract and then the legislative branch who controls the money is going to come in and look at that contract, I'd like them to be able to actually stop it. That's shocking. But the checks and balances aren't there when it's like, you're going with company A. Company A has overbilled. They've been delayed. They have staff turnover. Can you talk to these things? They're under indictment in other states. They're so-and-so's cousin. Interesting. All right. Well, I guess we're going to make them wait 60 days. What? What is that crap? Business as usual in Montgomery. That's what that crap is. So, yes, special session is over. And the only thing to be excited about that is now, of course, with qualifying deadline being tomorrow, now we get to see what bills drop that people were holding so as they didn't get primary opposition, or what bills move or don't move. I feel like there's going to be more bills that don't move that people say they support than the other way, although I think some good legislation is coming too. But I think that people are going to recognize now that there are members of the legislature who after tomorrow will be safely reelected without opposition, that those people can do things that are super sketch, super contrary to what their campaign promises are. And why? Because they're not going to have a real campaign. Jim Ziegler, did he qualify today? He announced he was going to. I think he qualified an hour ago. I'm going to see if he's on their website yet. For those who are curious about qualification with the Alabama Republican Party, you can just go to their website, ALGOP, ALGOP.org. You look at elections, and you can say federal and state qualified candidates. There's a new one under U.S. Senate. Did you see the new one under U.S. Senate, Joey? No. Do you know Lily Bodell? No. Lily Bodell qualified for Senate. I don't know who that is. Oh, Senate. Oh, qualifying is so fun. We'll Google her.
Is she good looking?
I'm looking for a photograph.
Is she smart?
I like the first one that came that you asked first. We know where your priorities are, sir.
Well, like Ronald Reagan's good looks didn't do him any favors. Like, go look back at, like, a 1975 Johnny Carson interview with Reagan. It's like, man, look at that hunk.
Lily Bodie. Well, it's clearly not the one I found on Facebook because I'm just going to go with that's probably not her. We'll see if we can find anything about her. Interesting. Okay, so we have a Lily Bodie, Katie Britt, Mo Brooks, Carla Dupree, Mike Durant, and a Jack Schaefer in the U.S. Senate race.
Is he good looking?
I don't know if he's good looking. We will hunt them down. I mean, that sounds creepy. We will hunt down their information. And then I will let Joey be the arbiter of whether or not these candidates are, quote, good looking. Actually, when we come back, I'll ask him about, is Jerry Carl good looking?
I'd have to take more of a gander at Jerry first.
Barry Moore.
Barry's a nice-looking gentleman.
Okay, well, then your standards are not up to par. You will not be judging good-looking from here on out.
I didn't say he was like Brad Pitt or anything, or Jude Law, or Idris Elba, or I'm going to shut up now.
Yeah, please. Killing me. Will Ainsworth got primary opposition from Patrick Bishop Sr. Jim Ziegler is not officially updated on the website yet, so who knows what he's doing in that building right now. Wes Allen and Ed Packard are still the only ones listed. I told you earlier, Rusty Glover's coming in later. Rusty Glover has qualified him, Stan Cook, and Andrew Sorrell. Looking at the Public Service Commission, it looks like Mayor of Tallahassee, Johnny Hammock, has not taken his name off yet. But there is another person in that race, Stephen McLam. And before you ask, I do not know if he's good looking. I'm gonna go on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a listener who, by the way, needs a nickname. To the listener who needs a nickname, first off, text me what you want your nickname to be. And secondly, I apologize for this, but I'll go with the fact Jeremy Oden is not good looking.
Okay. It's a little rude, don't you think?
You keep asking me good looking or not good looking. And I'm going to go with... Yeah. Chip Beaker is precious. Precious, like huggable.
That's just mean-spirited.
I love him and his wife. They're just the most precious people. I haven't seen him in a while. I need to catch up with him. All right. Those are some of our candidates. We are going to hit a quick break here. Well, I didn't say, like, he's hideous. I could say that about some candidates on this list. Not him specifically, but some candidates.
No, you pulled the whole, she's got a great personality. You'll love her. Yeah, I'm sure I will.
All right. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Back in a second.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information. Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship, but at Hims, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. Hims ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. Hims offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with Hims, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free visit. forhims.com/radio.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fogle here. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to call and get in on the conversation. State Representative Reed Ingram is going to call us in a little bit, so we'll have a nice chat with him. So for those who, like myself, don't necessarily pay a whole lot of attention to AL.com, maybe you missed what was an actually very good investigative journalism piece over there. There was a piece by John Archibald, who John Archibald is one of those people I love to hate. Sometimes he's just off the wall ridiculous, but sometimes his genius shines through. And I go back and forth between, you know, I look at pieces of his and I go, is this to get clicks? Is this to rile people up? Or is this show his skills and talents? And this particular piece was about the Brookside Police and how many tickets they have been writing. They're basically their efforts to get money through a ticket trap, and it's turned into a series by him, by the way. It's police in this tiny Alabama town suck drivers into legal, quote, black hole, was the original piece. And now lawmakers have come out and said, we will address this. And the two things from this. One is, while my first inclination and reaction will always be to back the blue, to support our law enforcement, we do have to acknowledge that sometimes there are law enforcement officers who will exploit their authority. They're just like any other field, just like there are politicians who will go corrupt, just like there are teachers who will date students or put crazy political ideology into their curriculum. Every field has bad apples, and that includes law enforcement. And when law enforcement is working what appears to be, based on this, for years and years on exploiting the laws, that it needs to be addressed. So months of research and dozens of interviews by AL.com found that Brookside's finances rocket fueled by tickets and aggressive policing. In a 2-year period, are you ready for this, Joey? Because we're about to get to some words that make my blood boil. In a 2-year period between 2018 and 2020, Brookside revenues from fines and forfeitures, oh, how much I love forfeitures, government condoned stealing and theft, soared more than 640%. And now make up half the city's total income. What the crap? The police chief has called for more. The town of 1,253, just north of Birmingham, reported just 55 serious crimes, none of them homicide or rape, but it began building a police empire, hiring more and more officers to blanket its, are you ready, 6 miles of roads and 1.5 miles of jurisdiction on Interstate 22. Can I tell you, this is good journalism. This is truly what old school journalists used to do. Could you imagine if we had journalists in this state each and every day working on stories that would point out this kind of corruption? I remember reading Connor Sheets' story on the sheriff pocketing food money. I remember every good piece of investigative journalism since I moved to the state, and that was not over 9 years ago. The fact that journalism like this is so rare is shows us how political journalism has gotten, how clickbait hungry, how shallow print journalism has become. And I could go on and on, but this has been going on for 2 years, right under the noses of those around the situation, and no one has done anything. And so now lawmakers, having seen this story, are saying they're going to step in and address the issue and hold those responsible for it and see how they can help people who got caught in this trap. 272-9228. Do we have areas around here that are like this? I actually used to, there was one particular city when I drove from Naples, Florida to Orlando, Florida, which is a jaunt I did regularly when I worked for the NRA ILA as a field rep, that I knew not to speed in because they were very much like this. And you knew from the minute you came in to the minute you went out that it was, they were on a mission to stop you, not on a mission for public safety. Not on a mission for, you know, crime averment, but on a mission to stop you. And they would stop as many people as they could. And that's just not, that's not the role of law enforcement.
The most extreme example I can think of that's not in the state, and it would be right after World War II. It was the last successful armed insurrection. It was called the Battle of Ballots and Bullets. It was Athens, Tennessee, I believe. And it was one of the most corrupt jurisdictions in all of the United States. In fact, people that did road maps would draw no-go lines around it for people traveling around
Seriously.
The country. And when these GIs came back from the war, I mean, right off the bus, they were being handed tickets. I mean, they would smash people's taillights in and go, oh, you don't have your taillight working, like, and extort people and be violent and, like, kill people in many cases. And so these GIs had enough, so they started their own political party. It wasn't even a Democrat-Republican thing, just to kick out the current guys that ran the town. The guys steal the ballot boxes and put them in the jail and put in fake ballots. The GIs get word of this, so they go hold the jail under siege using their training and tactics that they had learned fighting the Pacific Theater. And they whoop the police. And the local authorities, like, they are, National Guard is called in. The National Guard doesn't want to fight these guys because it would not have ended well. They were very effective. And so there was sort of this truce of like, okay, these guys are going to get kicked out. Y'all will get put in, but don't talk about it. And it's finally decades later, people who live there, people who were like the kids of the folks that were involved in that or have talked about it. It's incredible history.
That is wild.
I think it's a book called The Fighting Bunch.
I actually am putting that on. I might even download that right now as we sit here. The Fighting Bunch. The Fighting Bunch. Got it. No, I love stories like that. I know it's somewhat hokey, but I like it when the good guys win and we point out this sort of corruption. Should we go to commercial break before we go to calls? All right. 272-9228. Have you experienced this? Have you read this story? Do you think it's happening more frequently than it's being reported? Are you glad this is out there? Give us a call back in just a moment.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a really nice late January day ahead of us today with a high temperature up to about 60. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clouds on the increase. Not quite as cold, overnight low 39. Now, tomorrow will be a little breezy and cool, high up to about 54. Much colder Friday night as Arctic air moves in. Overnight low temperature 24. The morning wind chill on Saturday morning in the middle teens. And for the day, Saturday, windy, cold, raw, with a high temperature in the lower 40s. But it'll seem colder because of the winds. The coldest morning will be Sunday morning at 22. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Duke on the line. Hiya, Duke.
How you doing, Miss April?
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. It's one thing to just look down and see a text from you, but your voice...
Yeah, me and Miss Duke sent you a text yesterday. You didn't respond to it or nothing like that.
I am so far behind on text.
I'm just messing with you.
I never get behind on text. Right now, I have 31 unopened text messages. You want to know how many unopened emails I've got?
Oh, man, I don't want to know.
80,115.
You're a popular girl.
I'm not popular. Oh, I'm just pathetically inundated with a lot of messages, and I need to clean my stuff up. People are like...
We just like you guys' personality.
Well, you know what?
You and Joe and Greg and all you guys, y'all, we may be different on the politics part of, but always people, I met you guys in person, so I see the real you and the real other guys.
Well, I think that's what matters in all of politics
right.
Is that you get to know the person. If someone is not accessible to you, if you have an elected official or a candidate that is not accessible to you, you need to start asking questions. Where is this person? Why are not we not seeing or hearing from them? What is going on? What is being hidden from us? If you can't go out and shake someone's hand a couple of times during a campaign cycle, then
that's important, in meeting the person and looking them eye to eye.
Look them eye to eye. You know? Look them eye to eye.
You got to bear with me. I like I told Joey earlier, I still struggling with some of the symptoms or the leftover from this coronavirus crap. Got my head congested, so my speech may not come out as clear because it kind of clogged the brain a little bit, where you have a brain fog a little bit, you know, every once in a while. So got to bear with me a little bit. But on the subject matter about the ticket.
Yeah.
That's been going on for years. That's a little small town called Repton, Alabama. Anyways, if you go 1 mile over the speed limit, they got a little sheriff that, the city cop that sit on the corner waiting on you to go that 1 mile over. He's going to pull you over
what
and give you a ticket.
This?
It's called Repton, Alabama. Repton.
Repton, Alabama.
R-E-P-T-O-N.
Oh, okay.
It's down...
for a second, I thought you were saying Rectum, Alabama, and I was like, they're not even hiding that they're in butthole.
But, matter of fact, my wife's niece got a ticket a couple weeks ago. Of course, she was doing stuff she didn't supposed to be doing, drinking a little bit and driving her and a friend.
Oh,
but anyway, they had a roadblock set up. And what get me is nightclubs. Okay, why should the city allow nightclubs to sell alcohol to the customers, and they have a roadblock right down the street to lock them up?
Because you aren't supposed to get drunk and drive.
I know you're supposed to drink and drive. No, but all
no. Drinking and driving is one thing. If you understand and know how your body metabolizes alcohol, this is one of those things I have very, very little patience for. You can know how your body metabolizes alcohol. Joey and I can go out to a 2.5-hour dinner, have appetizer, salad, bread, and have a glass and a half of wine, and neither of us are going to be drunk because the time and the weight and the content of the alcohol, the level of the alcohol, it's not going to leave you drunk. You go to a bar, you start slamming back mixed drinks and shots, then you're putting people's lives at risk.
You know how it is when you're young, you know, trying to get away with it a little bit. You know,
See, that's a problem. That's where half our problems come from. It's the people who don't know their own tolerance. Learn your own body's things.
Right. But I look at the fact that also you take somebody's life while you're pissed and drunk. You know, that's not good neither.
No.
So, but back to something I wanted to point out. When you first came on, you're talking about the politicians taking our money and doing what they want to with it. Are you surprised?
Well, just because I'm not surprised doesn't mean I should settle for it.
No, I've been telling you guys forever that neither party, the Democrats nor the Republicans, give a damn about us. Okay? They're about power and who can pay them under the table to... You know, distribute this money out amongst themselves, okay?
Okay, well, I want to disagree with the idea that nobody.
Yeah, you got one or two here and there.
You've got some
people.
You can count them on
one finger, though.
But
there's places in Montgomery that need sewer stuff worked on, you know, got the boo-boo coming up out of the ground in their backyard. But the city of Montgomery got so many millions of dollars.
Got the what coming out the back door, backyard?
Boo-boo coming up out of the septic tanks in some areas.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified what boo-boo was, because I have not heard that before.
Boo-boo and doo-doo and the same thing.
Joey is about to fall out of his chair. Lord have mercy, Duke. All right, you got to go.
Get off the phone.
Goodbye. I love you. Right. Feel better. Tell Mrs. Duke I say hello. Lord have mercy. John online, too.
Hey, young lady. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Who's it? John...
This is John.
Hi, John.
I'm going to tell you about a little thing. I'm a retired state trooper. I worked in Lowndes County back in the 80s. I actually got in my patrol car, got pulled over by Whitehall PD for speeding.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he wanted my driver's license, and I went and talked to the mayor and to the chief of police and told him, you really don't want to go down that road. They used to have a sign out there talking in Whitehall about being strictly enforced. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, That was crazy. I'm not gonna say all the words I said to that police officer about his ass being as wide as a ticket book, but it was crazy. I worked there, and he wanted to write me a ticket, and that's how bad Whitehall PD was. I haven't seen that recently, but you know, it does happen in the state because you know, I mean, I would write warnings back when it was 55 on the interstate up until 75. You know, I'd write warnings on that, but Whitehall PD was woo. You talking about them wanting to make some money, but now they got casinos there. I guess they don't have to strictly enforce it no more.
All right. Well, I'm putting Whitehall on my list. But yeah, this is one of those things where it is an abuse of power, essentially.
Yeah.
Because
it's a moneymaker.
And it's a moneymaker.
You know. Yeah. I mean, you know, for the city. But now I got another question for you. How's Dan doing?
Our last update from Dan, and I'll pull it up here because I don't know what the date it was. Our last update from Dan was January 4th, so about 3 weeks ago, and he was healing. He said his doctor was amazed at how he healed and how the swelling had come down. Busted him for losing weight, but said the speech was better and honest. So he's still working on that. And they connected him to an incredible speech therapist. So keep him in your prayers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really like you. I really liked him. I had a little bit of getting used to get to hear you so much. But, I mean, I listen to you every day. But you're doing a great job. And hopefully one day you'll get to get Dan on and let us hear him, too.
Very much. I hope to make that happen. Thank you so much for calling in, John.
Take care.
Thank you. All right. On the other line, Reed Ingram, State Representative Reed Ingram, King of Sweet Cream Farm Market. Can I call you King of Sweet Cream Farm Market? Is that just weird?
You call me whatever you want to, April Marie, whatever you want to.
That's fair.
Hey, it's good seeing you today, and thank you for coming out and trying some of our ribs.
Oh, my gosh.
You brought Joey some.
I did.
Hope they were good. Y'all had a chance to dive in yet?
You know, we are invoking our right not to get ourselves in trouble because we're not allowed to have food in the studio, but I'll say it smells amazing, and the coffee is it Megan over there at the coffee shop?
It is.
Megan is the cutest. Megan is the cutest barista I've ever seen. And she let
She's got the sparkle. She does a good job.
She does a great job. And she drew a little heart on my coffee. And she's absolutely precious. Everybody go visit Megan over at Sweet Creek.
I tell you, we got some good coffee, and I'm not just bragging. I'm not biased because it's ours, but it starts off with a good bean, and we grind it, and then we've got, you know, some amazing help and some really good products to put in it. So I think everybody would be amazed. They want to come out and say they've heard it on your show. I give everybody half off for tomorrow.
Wow. Half off a coffee tomorrow? Look at you.
Yeah, half off tomorrow. They say they've heard it on April Marie show.
All right. I will. That's awesome. All right. Tell us two things. One is I know I went in, I got the ribs, and I got a coffee, and I got a bushel of tomatoes that look like they're to die for. I might have to actually hide them from my children because I eat them
they're
apples.
Well, you didn't get a bushel. You got a basket.
Or a basket.
A bushel is about 25 pounds.
Oh, no, I definitely didn't get a bushel. I got a basket of tomatoes, and I'm going to sneak them home, and I'm going to eat them like apples with salt. Or put them in
and
salads.
Reed, I just broke our own rules. I just grabbed a bite of that rib. My goodness, man. It's so good.
Were they tender, Joey?
Yeah, it literally fell off the bone. It's remarkable.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so you've got the coffee, you've got the lunch. What else you got going on there?
Well, today I'm fixing to put it on social media. I just made one. We've got a company that's making alligator sausage for us, and it's a really big sausage, and you're going to get like a barbecue plate, but instead of the barbecue, you can order the alligator sausage with peppers and onions. It comes with our special sauce and mustard and our special whiskey sauce on it, and it comes with two sides. You can get, you know, the broccoli salad, which I don't think this time of year would be a my favorite, but it's a really good salad. But you get camp stew or chili with it, or the potato salad, or the baked beans with it's full of meat. But anyway, yeah. So it's going to be our special starting this afternoon in about an hour, and we'll run it all day tomorrow as well.
All right. Well, that sounds delicious. I encourage everybody all the time to go look at your Facebook, although it will make you hungry every time you take a peek at it.
Well, if you've never been out, come find me, and let me give you a tour. We've got it's a working farm. Of course, this time of year, we don't do much working on the farm because it's out of season, but come on out. I'll give you a tour of our coolers and our staff and show you around.
Family-owned business.
If you've been here before, come out and see us again.
All right. Before I let you go, special session all done? You ready? When do y'all go back in for
the
regular session?
Yes, we have a special session today. We go back into regular session on Tuesday, ready to get back to work, get it behind us. We've got a lot of good things, I think, are coming up this year. And fortunately, we've got the money to, give our employees a raise and hopefully our retirees a raise and take care of our teachers. And we've got some creative stuff to be able to get some good teachers and maybe incubate some teachers to pick that career for the state. So I think it's going to be a good year. You know, it's always good when you got some money to go around and we can spend it, you know, wisely and be good stewards of the taxpayers' money. But with this new money that's been out, this stimulus, I don't want to say stimulus, but this COVID relief money, we've got another round of it coming too, so we can, this time we were able to help our fire departments and some other things as well as some sewer lines and, you know, infrastructure.
All right. When you said incubate teachers, I just want to be clear that I imagined teachers being the little chick eggs under the little heater, like you're just going to pop out some great teachers.
Yeah.
And that goes to show.
That's not it. That's not what we're looking for, but that's close.
It's
close.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my little country. That's the way my little country brain works, though, reading them. You say, I'm seeing little chicklets hatch. But
I think you've got a little country in you.
Oh, I've got a lot of country in me. I was actually trying to explain. My daughter saw a truck the other day that had mud all over it. And I was trying to explain to her the concept of mudding and how we used to, in high school, go mudding. And we would stand on the back of the trucks and the boys would try to make a ginormous mess. Like, you know, you stand on the back and she could not... This was a foreign concept to her, and I told her about four-wheeling and dirt biking, and she couldn't... These concepts were foreign.
Well, let me tell you, if she stays in Alabama, unfortunately, you're probably going to want to get one of those guys to take her mud ride. One of them's going to take her up on it and show her about when she turns 17 or 18, and you're not going to enjoy that, probably.
Yeah, I might have to take her mudding before then, just so I can. She doesn't feel like she needs to know. All right, thank you so much for calling in, everybody. Go to Sweet Creek, go by. If you go to the Riz, tell them April Marie sent you, and Miss Megan will give you half off tomorrow,
or either you will do either half off or buy one get one free and take it to a friend.
You got
it. But they
got
to say they heard it on April Marie. So.
Yep, that's the ticket. All right, you have a great day there, sir.
Thank y'all.
All right,
thank
we you. Are going to hit a quick break while Joey talks to me about my mudding experiences. Back in a moment.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Looking at the latest news, we haven't followed too closely since it started. The Lee Korfman case against Roy Moore in the defamation case. Did see her out and about though last night. She ran into her out and about downtown. The crux of her testimony was that Roy Moore impugned, I'm going to direct quote it from her, impugned my veracity. I wonder how long this case is supposed to go on. Because she testified Tuesday that she and Moore first came into contact at the courthouse, which is what's been said before. Her mother testified she remembered Moore on that day. I really need to read more on this case and keep an eye out and then tell you guys about it, because it's a shame it's not getting more attention in terms of it will vindicate somebody, hopefully. Hopefully the testimony and evidence will vindicate somebody to some extent. And maybe it doesn't. But an election did hinge on that story, and it is how we ended up with Doug Jones in the Senate. Today's headline: alleged Roy Moore's girlfriend, quote, saddened he denies knowing her. I just want to say, I don't laugh at the situation, by the way. I laugh at the idea that Roy Moore's like, I don't remember my girlfriends from... How many years ago was this? He said he was in his early 30s. Goodness gracious. They stopped dating towards the end of 1978, Joey Clark. Do you remember all of your early girlfriends? I say early, you're still young, but like who you dated in middle school and high school? You went to the same school and kind of from a small town-ish situation.
For the most part, yeah. I'm sure there's some folks that it would take me a second.
Yeah. I think over the years, you just kind of, especially when you've been married to the same person for a long time,
yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, there was that one too. Okay. All right. Well, when we come back at the top of the hour, or when we come back next in the next hour, we're gonna discuss some of the bills anticipated to be brought up in the regular session, which of course will come back next Tuesday. We will talk a little bit about this the fight of the guy who's on death row. Joey, and this is not going to be a whole thing. I'm not going to make a thing out of this like I did yesterday. But did you see they gave Minnie Mouse a pantsuit?
No.
There, in a nod to women's equality and feminism, they took Minnie Mouse out of her traditional pink dress and bloomers and heels and put her in a pantsuit a la Hillary Clinton. And again, just leave my darn cartoon characters alone. This isn't complicated. We do not everything needs to be political. First, they came after Chase during the fight to defund police, Chase and Paw Patrol. Then they changed our M&Ms, and we have a gender-neutral M&M, and they took the high heels away from the green M&M, because God forbid a green M&M have feminine attributes. Then they went after the seven dwarves yesterday we talked about, and making them politically correct. And now they have temporarily, but all the same, changed Minnie Mouse into a pantsuit. And the only reason I care about this is because it goes to show you that there are people sitting around thinking of ways to show their virtue signaling. Is that what we're calling it? Virtue signaling, or show their delicate senses that they actually feel like this is important and something they need to do. Next, I was joking about this one. Dumbo is going to offend the people with big ears. Ursula from The Little Mermaid, a little overweight. A whole bunch of princesses need to frickin' eat a cheeseburger. Not kidding. Not to thin shame people, as someone who spent many, many, many decades ridiculously thin in spite of what I ate. But where does it stop? At what point do you say, this is a classic and we're going to leave it? Because what makes a classic is it's been around a while. And if you are so sensitive that, as I said yesterday, an M&M or a fairy tale story from Disney, or now Mickey Mouse's dress upsets you, you should seek counseling. You should talk to a friend about it, and hopefully not one that's going to tell you, yes, we need Cinderella to be a size 12. Like, classics, they're little things, and they shouldn't be this complicated. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you have thoughts on going after the classics. It is one thing to get rid of racist, clearly, abundantly in-your-face racist materials. I, of course, would not object to that. But these little tweaks that should matter not in life and to leave as is, let's just leave them as is. It's not that hard. Just leave them, and we will go from there. Joey Clark. Okay. Official from the Secretary of State clarifies that the candidate qualifying, I said this yesterday, is only for congressional races. So qualifying, as I said earlier today, ends today. If you do not know how to qualify, you got to go to your party headquarters.
Thought it ended tomorrow.
I'm sorry, tomorrow. Five. Tomorrow at 5. Yeah. Tomorrow at 5. Candidate qualifying ends tomorrow at 5. I'm not cheating you guys out of day. You can, all you do is go to whichever party headquarters you are affiliated with in the state. We talked about how hard it is to get on the ballot as a third party, and I think that's stupid, but that's neither here nor there. We go to the Alabama GOP headquarters or go to the Democratic Party headquarters and qualify. You fill out some forms. You don't have to do the state stuff until after, because the state stuff is triggered by the money raised and the money spent. It's a handy dandy little one sheet form you fill out, and then you are all done. All right, we're gonna hit a quick break. When we come back, I'll have some clips for you. Back and more with Straight Talk with April Marie.
Talk 93.1.